Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you have just filed your taxes, or you have, even if you extended your taxes and you're a little bit upset about all the taxes that you had to pay, and or maybe your employees were complaining about it as well, you might want to pay attention to this hour, because we're going to talk about some things that should help you along those lines and actually help you in several different ways. Rick Pinion is here to talk to us about this, and we're talking about retirement plans, primarily the ones that are deductible. And let me tell you a little bit about Rick. Rick has been with us before. He's the owner of Pinion Financial Services, and he's also a branch manager for Walnut Street Securities. His organization designs and implements comprehensive financial plans, including investment programs, retirement planning, and insurance for individuals and businesses. He grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. He received his MBA from the American University. He's a chartered financial consultant and a chartered life underwriter. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And you also have done something that I'm very proud of you for. You served as president of the Potomac Chamber of Commerce recently, in this decade.
I sure did.
And I'm proud of you for that. It's important to make yourself available as a volunteer for worthy causes, and one of the worthy causes in any marketplace that I know of is the Chamber of Commerce.
And you have a lot of fun doing it as well.
You sure can, can't you?
And you meet a lot of interesting people.
Yep, you sure do. In fact, one time you met someone who's been on my show before. You got to meet Austin Kiplinger, didn't you?
Oh, that was a real joy, too. I still remember that night. He was a guest speaker at the Chamber of Commerce dinner. We had it at Normandy Farms in Potomac, Maryland.
Now, this is the patriarch of the current patriarch of the Kiplinger Letters, folks, and the son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letters. Mr. Kiplinger was on our show last year.
And he gives a lot back to the community. Every time that I see him or run into him, he's always involved in some good project that helps both the state and the county as well as the country.
Right. And you got to meet him because you were part of a Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I sat at the same table with him.
Yeah, great. Rick, another thing you were teasing me a little bit about the American University. I know that's a great institution, but you were telling me what a good job I do in picking guests, because you were saying that so many of my guests that you've noticed are graduates of American University.
As a matter of fact, the last two is Joan Pride,
who was
with Kiplinger's, and also you have an attorney on the other morning, Andy Sherman.
Yeah, Andrew Sherman, uh-huh.
Who's a graduate of the Washington College of Law, which is AU's law school.
Right. I can sure pick them, can I?
Yeah.
And Rick Pinion, don't forget him.
Well, and the other thing is, everybody should be listening in the Washington area to WMET.
Exactly. No question about it. No, that's a great station. I appreciate you helping me bring that up, Rick. Let's talk about retirement plans. Why don't you go back and let's sort of start at the beginning. Okay. The IRAs were the first, weren't they?
Sure. As a matter of fact, you know what we might do, just to lay a foundation, is talk a little bit about demographics and why the IRA was initially started.
Okay, good.
These are interesting and kind of scary statistics. The average retiree can expect a retirement period of about 20 to 25 years. And 50% of U.S. workers will retire by age 60. Now, the average worker doesn't begin saving for retirement until their late 30s. But as you know, the number of years spent in the workforce is contracting, and the number of years in retirement is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the average American only saves about 5% of their gross income. Now, if they're going to have a comfortable retirement, they need to replace about 60 to 80% of their pre-retirement income. And the required savings for a 25-year-old in order to meet that objective, you know, to retire in 60 to 80%, is about 10% of gross income.
So they need to be saving 10% a year for their in their employment years to be able to have 80% of what they need or what they had while they were working during retirement.
That's correct. Now, that's at age 25.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't start thinking about retirement until 10 or 15 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason that we have such dismal statistics in terms of people being able to retire. And by the way, a lot of small business owners don't like to hear the word retirement. They like to hear the word slow down,
mm-hmm.
because they still visualize themselves working much past 60 or 65.
Well, and the reality is that happens a lot, but sometimes it happens because they just don't want to give up the excitement of the marketplace. But also, you and I both have seen people who would really like to sell, But two things have happened. Number one, they didn't plan for retirement, and they couldn't retire, and their business was not in the kind of condition that would allow them to sell it for the amount of money they needed to retire.
That's correct. And also the burden falls on a small business owner to fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to set up their own programs.
Right.
And that's one of the purposes of our show today, is to explain how they can do that.
Right, exactly. And I appreciate you joining us to do that. Now, approximately, now I won't say 30 years ago, approximately what would you say, 27, 28 years ago?
Yeah, as far back as I can remember.
What was it? It's about 74, wasn't it? 75, something like that, the IRAs came in?
That was the burst of energy that created the IRAs, right around 72, 73.
Individual retirement accounts.
That's correct. And the reason that they came about, and actually there's two types. There's individual retirement accounts, and there's also what they call individual retirement annuities,
mm-hmm.
which are offered by insurance companies. And the reason that there was such momentum to create these was there was a need to shelter current compensation or earned income from taxation. And people wanted to defer the growth of that money until they retired.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for long-term accumulation, mainly for retirement purposes.
In the early days, the most you could put in was $1,500, and you had to buy it either from an insurance company or a bank.
That's right.
And they directed the investment 100%. You had no control over it, right?
And, you know, $1,500 was a lot of money back then.
It was.
We're going back, what, 30 years?
And mm-hmm, almost.
Money doubles about every 7 years. So that would probably be the equivalent today of, what, maybe $10,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the amount of money that you can put into an IRA hasn't kept up with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because now you can only put in $2,000. Although there's a new wrinkle in the law that I thought was rather interesting. There's what they call a spousal IRA now. So if a person has a non-working spouse, they can contribute up to $4,000 to a spousal IRA.
A year?
Yes.
Each year in addition to their own?
Well, no, the total would be...
The total would be four.
Now, that was a result of the Small Business Act of 1996.
Okay. Right. That was Mr. Regan's document, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. All right, stand by, Rick. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rick Pinion is our special guest. We're talking about comparing the different types of retirement plans that are available to small business owners and their employees. Stay with us. 888-822-8255. Give us a call. Ask a question. Make a comment. Add to our discussion. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you about some shows that are coming up in the future. I mentioned that George Ann Fay is going to be with us, as well as Steve Chandler. George Ann is the author of Will the Real Boss Please Stand Up, and we'll be talking about the National Secretaries Week, as well as Steve Chandler. We'll be talking about 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. Also, Bob Sullivan is going to be back with us. Bob's a good friend, and we're going to be talking about some more Internet issues, how to develop a good website, I think is one of the things on his mind. How to create a creative organization is something that Steve Martin is going to be talking about when he joins us in the days ahead, as well as next Friday, Ed Yurden, one of the gurus on Y2K. Ed's been with us before. It's been about a year since Ed was with us, but Ed's going to be back with us next Friday, and I'm looking forward to having Ed back with us to talk to us about some of the new stuff going on with Y2K and what you should be concerned about and what you shouldn't worry about. Our current guest is our good friend Rick Pinion, and we're talking about retirement plans for small business owners. Rick, you'd given us a recap a few minutes ago on how all this got started, and are we ready to get into some of the stuff that's available right now?
Sure, yeah. Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Okay.
And also, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what I have witnessed in terms of small business people and how they think about retirement. When most small business people get started, most of them will take an IRA because it's very simple. Many times they're by themselves and they don't have other employees. And they will let that IRA grow, and it will be the cornerstone of their retirement plan. And then after a few years, when they have become established, they start to hire employees, and they start to consult with various financial professionals in terms of what would be the next step. And many of them at that point look into another product called the SEP IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I have little nicknames for all these IRAs.
<You do. laughs>
I call the SEP IRA the last-minute IRA.
Last minute, huh?
Yeah. And the reason I call that, this happened to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. A lot of people were waiting until the last minute to set up a retirement plan. And they came racing into my office, and they said, Rick, I heard about this SEP IRA. Can I get it started? And I said, well, yes, we can do it up until April 15th, but today's the deadline. So at that point, we got the adoption agreement filled out. Got the SEP IRA established, and they were ready to go. And every year they can fund it up until April 15th. Now, the other types of retirement plans we'll get into later, the documents have to be established before December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason the SEP IRA is a nice little second addition to the basic IRA.
And a last-minute IRA, I like that.
Yeah, it's the procrastination IRA.
Right. Now, how does it differ from the traditional IRA?
Well, in several respects. First of all, this is one that can cover other employees. For people that have employees working for them that have worked for at least 3 out of the last 5 years, they have to be included in the plan. Even if they have $400 of income, so even if they're part-timers, they have to be included.
Hmm.
And the employer's actually putting in money for the employees, and it has to be across the board. So if they
it has to be employer-funded.
Right.
Which means that the employer has to put some of his or her money from the company into this for the employee.
Right. And the other way it differs is you can put much more than you can with an IRA. With a SEP IRA, you can put 15% of a person's compensation. And they just raised it. It was 24. Now it's $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's fascinating about this, the way the government thinks? For the owner of the business, instead of putting in 15%, they can only put in 13.04% of their compensation.
Where in the world did that number come from? I've been going over some stuff that you sent me and some other things, some other research that I've done on my own. Some of the stuff that they come up with it just blows you away.
I don't know.
13.04. What is that? Where did that come from?
Either a lawyer or an actuary.
Yeah, one or the other, or both.
Yeah, maybe they got together and figured it out.
Yeah, that might be against the law to be both, but I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was going to say the other thing is that the participants can take the money with them if they leave the company. So we call it vesting. They're 100% vested.
So it's totally portable.
It's portable.
It's their own. It actually is their own plan. It's not really part of they have their own account, don't they?
Yes.
It's not actually part of the company pension plan, so to speak.
They have their own little IRA, which is part of the SEP IRA.
Yeah.
Now, they can't take it out early, like the old IRA. They can't take it out before 59 and a half. If they do, they suffer a 10% tax penalty.
Right.
So the government's real serious about leaving that money in there for the long term.
And there are no hardship withdrawals or no loans either.
That's right.
So some of these retirement plans have some little features in them, like hardship withdrawals and loans and things like that for education and stuff, that you might want to pay attention to before you decide which plan you want. But the SEP IRA is not one of those.
That's correct.
And they're self-directed too, right? The employee directs how the investment goes.
That's right. They have their own choice of where the money goes.
Okay. All right.
And the business has to be 25 or fewer employees.
Okay. Can't do it with more than 25 employees.
That's correct.
All right. Stand by, Rick. We got to take a break. Folks, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rick is our special guest and our good friend, and we're talking about retirement plans for small business owners. Stay with us. We are back. 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Rick Pinion. He is the president of Pinion Financial Services, and he's also a branch manager for Walnut Street Securities. And our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to join us, if you have a question that you'd like to ask us about your retirement plan, about your about something that you'd like to set up for your employees, that's what we're talking about, is retirement plans for small business owners and their employees. Rick, before we took the break, we were talking about the SEP IRA, the SEP Self-Employment IRA, I guess is what that stands for. You called it the last-minute IRA. I like that name. But there's one other thing that we hadn't talked about yet, and I wanted to ask you before we moved on. What does it mean when you say annual testing must be done to determine if the plan is top-heavy? What does top-heavy mean?
Yeah, top-heavy means that the owner is being favored in the plan.
Okay.
A lot of complex tests that I don't have time to get into.
Right.
But basically it means that most of the contributions are going in for the owner of the company. And if that's true, then what the owner has to do is they're required to make 3% mandatory contributions for the other employees.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to avoid that is if the owner of the business keeps that percentage rate high, say like 13% across the board, normally they don't run into that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But on the lower, if they only put in like maybe 5 or 6%, they could run into that problem because of the lower paid people in the organization.
Mm-hmm. All right. But now the 15% is the maximum, right?
That's some extra.
In other words, up to, the way to say that is up to 15%.
Right, and 13.04 for the owner.
Right, exactly. Okay. Now, let's move on. What's next?
Okay, now let me tell you a little story, because I like stories with pension plans. We always mention pension. The other day I met with one of my clients who I had put a SEP IRA in several years ago, and now the little company has grown. She has a computer firm in Rockville, Maryland, and now she was above 25 employees. So she said, gosh, Rick, we really like this SEP IRA, but what can we do now? I mean, we're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The law no longer allows us to have it. And I said, well, what we can do is we can let the SEP, we have to freeze the SEP. We can't put any more contributions in. We can let it grow. But let's take a look at another plan. And the next plan we're addressing is what I nicknamed the new kid on the block. The reason I call it the new kid on the block is because it was developed on January 1st, 1997. And the name of this plan is called the Simple IRA.
Not to be confused with the old-fashioned IRA.
Right, and why did they call it simple? The government comes up with names that are not really appropriate.
I was going to say, that's an oxymoron, is it?
Right. And this is for business owners with 100 or fewer employees. Now, one of the things that people like about the IRA and the SEP IRA is that there's very low maintenance. You don't have to bring an actuary in, and there's hardly any filing at all except for an information return.
You don't even have to file with the IRS, do you?
That's correct. You just have to put a little form in your folder that says you've established the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is pretty much true with a simple IRA. From that point of view, the advantage of it is it's still simple to administer. And the way that works is that if the employees have earned at least $5,000 in the current year, they're eligible for the plan. And the employees can make pre-tax, before-tax contributions up to $6,000. And the employer, this is also a sharing plan, because the employer must provide a dollar-for-dollar match on the employee deferrals up to 3% of the compensation.
Mm-hmm.
So see what this does. This brings the employee and the employer together to share the responsibility for retirement.
Right. If you're serious about your retirement, then you'll get in here and participate with me.
Right. And, when I talk to employers about why they want to set up a retirement plan, I normally hear the same reasons over and over again. It's either to benefit all the employees or they want to benefit a few, select employees.
Mm-hmm. It's called discriminating.
Right. And sometimes they want to favor themselves. We call those Big Charlie plans.
Uh-huh.
And the other reason that they want to set up a retirement plan is they want to attract and retain or retire workers. And, of course, the most important thing, and this reminded us of what happened yesterday, is the tax advantage of the retirement plans.
Right.
Let's face it, it's one of the few breaks we still have left.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, one thing I noted in the Simple IRA, the new kid on the block IRA, as you call it, is they can defer up to $6,000 or 100% of the compensation, whichever is less. They can put 100% of the compensation in?
Right.
If it's less than $6,000?
That's correct.
Hmm. What would be the circumstances that would cause someone to do that? Their spouse has a job and they don't really need the money?
Probably, yeah. In other words, it could be a part-time job or something like that.
Yeah.
I would think that would probably be most appropriate.
Hmm, that's an interesting thing. All right, and of course, it's similar to the SEP in that you are 100% vested day one.
Right.
And also that you mentioned that there's significant penalties and there are no withdrawals for hardship or for loans.
Yeah, let me just touch on that because that's an interesting point. Remember we talked before that there's a 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The person takes their money out before 59.5, both for the IRA and the SEP IRA.
Right.
Well, they stepped it up with the new kid on the block, the Simple IRA. Here, there's a 25% early withdrawal penalty.
So wow.
That's significantly more. So the government's even more serious about tying that up.
And early withdrawal is the first 2 years?
Well, early withdrawal is before 59.5.
Oh.
Now, if they've had the money in there for 2 years, then it drops back to 10% early withdrawal.
I see. Okay.
So they're trying to put handcuffs on people. They don't want a person to take out a retirement plan, get a big tax deduction, and take it out and buy a Mercedes.
So much for the Simple IRA, right?
Right.
So much for the title Simple IRA. All right, folks, let's go ahead and take a break. It's 39 after the hour. Rick Pinion is our special guest and our good friend. He's joining us to talk about retirement plans for small business owners. When we come back, we're going to get into 401k. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend Rick Pinion. Rick is the president and the owner of Pinion Financial Services. He's also a branch manager for Walnut Street Securities. Rick, take a minute and tell us a little bit about Pinion Financial Services and Walnut Street.
Sure. Pinion Financial Services is an independent unit. We're separate from Walnut Street Securities. Walnut Street Securities is a member of NASD and SPIC. And basically, Pinion Financial Services is a full-service personal financial planning consulting firm. We handle every aspect of our client's financial portfolio, whether it be educational planning, estate planning, wills, trusts. We handle pretty much the whole gamut. I've been doing this now for 25 years. In the last 13 years, I've headed up my own firm, Pinion Financial Services, in Bethesda, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
Let's see. For the people listening in the Washington area, it's easy, on WMET. They can call me at 301-652-4000. And
all right.
people out of the area, they can reach me at 1-800-296-4427.
What about email?
Now, the email, I have an interesting email. It's, speaking of taxes, it's a1040@earls.com.
Okay. Thanks, Rick, for that. Are we ready to go to the 401k?
Yeah. Let's jump into the 401k.
All right.
You know, it's interesting. Here we go into another acronym, 401k.
Right.
I call this the big plan.
The big plan.
The big plan. This is when a company has reached a more mature stage. And the reason for it is because when we get into the 401k, we get some bells and whistles, and we also have some more administrative work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever a client and I talk about a 401k, we get an actuary, a pension actuary involved to do things like, you know, the top-heavy testing we talked about. But the 401k is designed for those people that now want to do something special for their employees. The employees can contribute up to $10,000 into the 401k. The employer can also put contributions in, as long as they don't exceed 24% of the employee's annual compensation, or $30,000, whichever is less.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we have a situation here where we can step it up a little bit. We can put more money into. We have the same rules, some of the same rules as the IRA and the SEP IRA, but now we have something new. Now the employee has the opportunity to take out loans out of the 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal.
Right.
Person wants to buy a house or send a child to college. And what's fascinating about the loans is that when they pay the money back with interest, they're actually paying themselves back.
Right.
So I think
this is sort of like a policy from a life insurance, taking a loan out from a life insurance policy.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-taxable.
Right.
And you know what's interesting, too? I was thinking about this the other day. For those individuals that were born before January 1936, if they take a lump sum out of their 401k, they're eligible for what we call 10-year averaging. They can spread the taxes out on that money over 10 years.
So if they actually cash out their 401k?
Right.
In other words, not just take a loan or a hardship disbursement, but they actually cash it out.
Take out a lump sum or cash it out.
Uh-huh.
And they can spread that over a 10-year period. But that's only for those individuals born before 1936.
Before 1936.
Right.
Okay.
And Congress recently did away with what they call five-year averaging.
Right.
But anyway, getting back to the 401k again, the thing that I like about the 401k is that all the employees get excited. Normally, these are larger companies. You might have around 50 employees. We get into a big room, we bring in the pension actuary, we explain how it works. There's many investment options. We normally use mutual funds to fund the 401k. Everybody's excited. They fill out enrollment forms. They fill out beneficiary forms. So it's an exciting event, and it's one of those things where once the 401k is in place, it's on automatic pilot. It comes right out of the person's paycheck, and every paycheck they can see the reduction of their salary, which reduces their taxes.
Now, this is an employee-funded plan, but employer contributions are optional.
Right, exactly. In fact, some employers would like to do only employee contributions, which I think kind of discourages some employees to participate.
Uh-huh.
Because it's nice, even if it's psychological, it's nice if the employer gives just a little bit towards it, even if it's matching 1% or something.
Right. Now, you can't do a 401k unless you have 50 employees?
Well, no, 50 is I use the word 50. It's not a minimum. We have
okay.
for smaller companies. We have some with, I have a veterinarian firm in Maryland that has, I think it's about 15 employees.
Right.
And just because of the expense.
Right.
It kind of eats up part of the profits.
I see what you mean. What do you mean when you say top-heavy and non-discrimination required?
Yeah, in fact, we kind of talked about top-heavy before. They have several different tests. I don't know if we should really get into them, but I'll just mention them briefly. The two different tests that they use is they look at the percentage of how much the highly compensated employees are putting into the plan.
Right.
And if that's more than 125% of the lower compensated employees, they get into trouble. Or if the second test is if the higher compensated employees are, you know, when we do that percentage, you know, like 1, 2, or 3%.
Right.
If they're putting in 2% more, they can get into trouble. So these are what the pension actuary does at the end of the year when they start figuring out how much has been allocated for each employee versus the owner.
Well, the reason I wanted to point that out was to let people know that there are requirements for testing for top heaviness and discrimination that you have to pay attention to. Rick, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rick Pinion is our guest today. We'll be right back. All right. We're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The week of April 19th through the 23rd is National Secretaries Week, and George Ann Fay is going to be with us coming up next to talk to us about the importance of that. She's written a book called Will the Real Boss Please Stand Up? And she's going to talk to us about that and help us get the week kicked off. Also, Steve Chandler is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about 100 ways to motivate yourself. And Steve does a great job. I always look forward to having him with us. Right now, Rick Pinion is our guest. And, Rick, we've been talking about retirement plans. We've been comparing, with your good direction, we've been comparing some of the retirement plans that are available for small business owners and their employees. And we've just got a couple of minutes left before we have to wrap up for the hour. Let's go back and just do a little quick summary of what we've talked about so far this hour.
Okay. Well, I think we started out with the cornerstone. That was the individual retirement account.
Right.
And we said that that's the basic plan that most small businesses as well as individuals have to help them save towards retirement, which, as I pointed out in my demographics, is a very difficult proposition.
Regardless, and that's regardless of where they work, is anyone excluded anymore? It seemed to me like earlier on, this is the granddaddy of all the individual retirement plans. Is anyone excluded from being able to do an IRA anymore?
Well, people with no earned income.
Okay, but I mean, as far as in the early days, weren't certain levels of employees excluded? Seems to me like they might have been. Maybe
yeah.
not.
Well, I think the other one is non-resident aliens.
Okay, but basically, if you're a citizen, you have earned income, you can do a retirement plan, even though you have a great pension plan from some major corporation.
Right, unless you're over 70 and a half.
Okay, all right, good. And then the next one is?
And then the next one we talked a little bit about with, that was the SEP IRA.
The last minute IRA.
The last minute, the procrastination IRA. The people that run in here on April 15th to fund.
Right.
And there we mentioned you can put up to 15% up to $30,000.
For your employees.
For your employees.
And it's 100% employer funded, right?
Right.
Unless the employee wants to participate.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the next one we talked about was the new kid on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the simple, which is not simple.
It's not at all.
And we talked about that was a sharing between employer and employee.
Mm-hmm.
And that the employer is required to put in a 3% match. And we also mentioned that that's the one that requires very little administration.
Right. Now, both of these, the simple and the SEP, are self-directed by the employee. And they are totally portable because they are not actually in a corporate pension plan. They're actually in each individual employee's retirement account.
Right. They have their own individual account.
Yeah. So that's one of the main things that I think to point out is that if you want to keep employees, maybe this would be a good way to do a plan where you'd like to keep your employees, but maybe you have a fair amount of high turnover. Some
right.
companies have that, don't they?
They sure do. In effect, a lot of employees look for retirement plans. They get upset if they don't have them.
Right. And if you've got something available, and folks, the reason that I think this is such an important subject is because we are in a labor shortage in America these days, and one of the ways to keep your employees is not necessarily to pay them more, but to treat them better while they're with you, and that one of the ways that you do that is by providing them with some kind of a new retirement plan, at least making it available, right?
And plus giving them the financial security so that they can grow old with dignity.
Exactly. 10 seconds, talk quickly, the 401k.
And the 401k, that's the big plan. That's the one that you can take loans out against it. The employee can put up to $10,000 into it. They can take the money out for education or retirement.
Right.
When they take out a loan, they pay themselves back.
But it's not self-directed.
Well, it's mainly the employer sets up certain investments that the employee can participate in.
Right.
But the
okay.
employer is picking which investments will be used.
Right. Rick, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. You did great this today. Thank you very much.
Good. I look forward to talking to you again.
We'll do it again real soon. We've got some more stuff to talk about. Thanks again, Rick.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Andrew J. Sherman, let me tell you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.